This is episode 274, recorded August 21st, 2015. Packard pokes at. Packard Ashley's Madison username sparkles at. I want to thank Joe Unseen from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far East Coast is Joe Unseen.
Hello, hello, hello.
And joining us from the far West Coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
You know, I always feel like someone's watching me.
I have that same problem, unfortunately. I think there are people watching us. At least twice a week. I mean, at least two people. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Joe's like, wait a minute, that wasn't on the test.
I'm excellent.
Connie, how are you doing tonight, too?
Oh, me? I've been chasing my tail all week, so I'm glad to sit down.
Yeah, I hear you there. I hear you there. When it comes to eating fresh, Jerry Fogle thought was something completely different from what the words eating fresh meant. It didn't mean fresh vegetables. It didn't mean fresh meats and breads and things like that. He thought it meant children. The pitchman for Subway restaurants for over 15 years has been arrested and pled guilty already to having sex with minors. He would stay at big, expensive hotels, and he would request to have young children to come to his hotel room and have sex with him. In fact, one of the people that he had sex with was a 17-year-old and asked that 17-year-old girl to see if he could get a hold of people who were up to 14 years old. Just fucking gross. Joe, your thoughts?
Like, when I heard that he got arrested, well, not arrested, but the FBI was at his house, searching his house, I was like, ah, come on. This sucks. That's just awful. And then he finally got, I guess, sentenced this week, and it was revealed what he was actually up to, and that guy's a pig.
Yes.
That guy's a disgusting animal.
Yes.
And the internet has been awash with really awful humor about footlongs and 6 inches, and that kind of humor even poured onto like the headlines of newspapers, the tabloids in the big cities, and it's like, come on, guys, it's gross.
Yeah, apparently Jared also had this thing here where he had set up where to get kids to eat healthy or whatever, and he was feeding him child pornography as well, and he pled guilty to that as well just before they got a hold of Jared on this. You know, and I think that's how they fucking tied Jared to all this as well. I mean, they searched his computers and go, oh, you're Jared's promotional guy, and you're doing this shit too? And probably linked right back to him. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, I was hopeful that it was going to be the his manager of his charitable organization for children, that it was just going to be him, because he actually filmed young girls between the ages of, like, what was it, 10 and 14, and that was what was on the computer. He was filming this stuff, and it was in, I think, Fogle's house. And so originally Fogle denied it. Joe's right. He's such a pig. I can't believe – it's like, okay, if you really have this predilection for young, nubile, you know, 14-year-olds, there's anime and there's – it's – I just don't understand that. I can't see how that could be attractive, and it's mentally screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Good riddance, I guess. You know, hope he enjoyed his, you know, 15 years of fame, because now he has how many years of infamy to live down?
Yes, yes. And even all his money. See, the thing is, with people like this, they have all this money. I mean, he had like $12 million, $15 million. When you get into that mindset, you've got that kind of money, you think that you're insulated from, you know, reality, and you can just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Well, and I don't really want to see the kids exposed, but I worry about the victims.
Yeah. Anybody else have any additional comments on this?
Now, how did they catch him? They found stuff on his friend's computer?
They caught him by... I'm not sure exactly how they caught him, as far as I understand it, and I could be completely wrong, because of his manager who was managing the what was it, Connie, the kids program?
Yeah, it's a charitable program to get kids to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And Fogel set that up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he was...
I'm assuming the FBI was noticing the traffic. You know, they've had a lot of stings when it comes to child porn.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was part of one of those dragnets, but I don't know what tipped him off.
Yeah, that might not be known for some time what exactly tipped him off. But I'm willing to bet you because that manager for that child program was caught, they were probably checking all his traffic and where it was going to. And I'm willing to bet you they led him right back to Jared.
Jared.
Josh, Jared, who cares?
They're all. Think that diddling children is okay.
Yes.
More sick. Wrong. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. And I guess he admission of guilt, you know. Himself means okay, here we go. And Subway already last year, I guess their sales had gone down. They weren't sure why.
Mm-hmm.
But oh man, they're doing the back pedal.
Oh, yeah.
Distance himself, Jared.
When this came out, they immediately said, you know, first they said, yeah, we're going to kind of sit on this for a second or two. And then they said, you know what? Fuck this. We're severing all ties with Jared. And you're on your own, dude. You'll get no support here.
I saw an article was saying that a lot of companies are starting to distance themselves from having actual spokespersons, you know, and going like the Ronald McDonald route or... you know, flow of regressive, because you just, you know, when Lance Armstrong was blood doping and that mm-hmm. affected who was sponsoring him, or Paula Deen making racist comments, and now this.
You know what's funny about that, Connie, is that, you know, they're trying to get away from spokespeople because of the fact is, you know, people do, you know, things that are, you know, human. You know, this is a big mistake. I don't know if I want to forgive him for doing this because it's really, he has two small children and he's married. So he should have fucking known, don't fucking do this kind of shit. I mean, it would occur to me, but you know, hey, I'm a rational kind of a guy.
Yeah, I know.
At least in this regard, I mean, you know, I have a lot of irrational stuff going on in my head too, as is pretty much everybody else that's, you know, breathing, you know.
Well, the actress that plays Wendy on the in the Wendy's commercials, mm-hmm. the redhead that is always eating the hamburgers and stuff, she is a saint. She can do nothing wrong. And if anyone finds anything on her, it's their fault, not hers.
I think that's because she's a cartoon.
No, she's an actual actress.
Really? I don't watch fucking TV anymore. I haven't seen a Wendy's commercial in years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would explain it because they've been on TV for years.
Oh, well, explains why. All you see is Wendy's is just when I've seen them, is just the little cartoon face, and that's it.
Yeah, the cartoon is a bad depiction of the lady that's in the commercials.
Yeah.
the cartoon looks like a weird Pippi Longstocking.
Yo,
yeah, it
totally.
Does.
But you know, gingers don't have souls.
Well, that's why they're eating at Wendy's.
Let's eat Wendy's.
There's no soul in that food either.
If you order a triple, it'll feel funny.
I actually have a Wendy's right down the street from me.
And you're in there all the time.
I've been in there a few times. I actually do enjoy the food.
Frosties are good.
Although they're chicken nuggets, they give you like three nuggets. It's like, that'll be $5 please, for three fucking nuggets? What are you doing? This is like, I took a bite and it's gone. Yeah, that's $5 you just stuffed down your throat. Oh, no. So, that's why I don't eat there all the time. If I really, for a nice greasy burger, that's the place to go.
By the way, speaking of spokespersons, the Burger King is just creepy ass. I can't stand those.
Oh, they need to bring him back. He was so awesome. And the commercials, like not only was he creepy, but like the commercials, like people would wake up in bed and he'd be in bed next to them.
Yes, I remember seeing those.
And it's like, oh, hey.
Oh, hi, King. How you doing?
He's got like a Whopper on a plate and he hands it to them.
For last night, you were wonderful.
You were real good last night. Have a burger. It's like, oh. Honey, Burger King's here.
Tomorrow night.
Honey, Burger King's here. Oh, he's giving us Whoppers. Oh, that's what we get for that threesome that night. Oh, well.
Huh. Yeah, at least he's with consenting. I don't even know if they're consenting adults. I think he roofies them. They're obviously very confused the next morning.
Why do you think he's smiling like he is?
How'd you get in my house? Where are my pants?
Why are there two hamburger buns on my cock?
I had it my way. You want some more special sauce?
That's special sauce on there.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. It's been a long week.
It's been a long, long week.
What is that, video game?
No, Tony, we're getting hacked.
They get in Abby's computer, the entire NCIS network is next.
I can't stop him. Do something, McGee.
I've never seen code like this.
If you have also been living under a rock, and you haven't been out on a date in some time, maybe you've been out to the site where you could supposedly pick up women who are in need, or guys who are mostly in need, because guys are pigs. Well, we are sometimes. of course, so are women, too. So just to be fair, Ashley Madison had...
So you're saying women are pigs?
Women and men can be pigs. Both genders can be pigs. The Ashley Madison site was recently hacked not that long ago, and at the time, it was kind of a non-story. I mean, because, you know, sites get hacked all the time, and the people who were threatening to release all this data if Ashley Madison did not shut down. And Ashley Madison said, go ahead, dude. What are you going to do to us?
We made our money.
That's right. We've got billions in my sock drawer. You know, so what if you're going to do it? Do it. And they did it. They dumped 9.7 gigabytes of data. That's a lot of fucking horny people, man. That's
it's 33 million user accounts.
Yes, 32 million user accounts, actually. And the site was touted as the premier site for married individuals seeking partners for affairs. Now, I personally, what you do with your sex life, none of my goddamn concern. So when people... get on this site and they, you know, look for sex with another man, another woman, if you're married or not married or whatever, hey, that's up to you. But the thing is, you got these people out there who are pushing their morality onto everybody else. They're basically saying, hey, we don't like what you're doing, so, and we don't approve of you having people who are married on your site and going out to look for sex with other people. And I call bullshit on those people, because the fact is, who the fuck are they to say that their morality is better than mine? Just because someone chooses to do this does not necessarily mean that these people were cheating. Maybe they had permission, maybe they didn't, but it's still none of their goddamn business. Joe, your thoughts?
Okay, I first heard about the hack in where I get all of my news nowadays, in meme group, and people were making memes about it, and I'm like, ha, that's funny. Wait, what? There was a hack? Fuck. So I read a little bit about it. They said they dumped it all on an onion site on the dark web. Mm-hmm. So you had to use a Tor browser to go look at it. There was like 32 million, or what did you say, 32 million
users.
User accounts.
Yep.
And It's just a buttload of information. Well, a private investigation firm called Trustify set up a searchable database that you can look at with a regular web browser, and you can enter an email address and see if that email address is in there.
Hmm.
Yep.
And so I was up late last night looking up all the people's addresses I know. And I found packages in there. You're a pig. And
hey, I'm single. What the hell? I don't care.
I noticed that the website, like, there's a way you could trick it out, because it's like justify.info/search, and then if you get a negative match, it goes to -no. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let me change it to -s, which I did, and it gave me the screen that you see if you're in there, and it's like, what do you do now? Your email has been used. You can call this number or hire our services. I was like, oh my god, this is hilarious. I got a screenshot of that, turned it into a meme. So yeah, that was fun.
Oh,
but
great.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really know anyone that's in there.
Torvi in the chat room says Packard poked you long time. He's been reading my emails.
From what I've read, they not only can you search by email,
mm-hmm.
but like if you actually go look at the data itself, it contains people's like credit card information. If the credit card was charged, then it would include their home address, their billing address.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it included all the private messages they sent
yep.
between other users, which is pretty crazy because, you know, who knows what people are saying to each other on something like that.
I have some ideas, Joe. I'm just saying. Some ideas.
But one thing I did read was that website didn't use very much. It didn't use email verification.
Mm.
So all you had to do to sign up was use a email. It didn't matter what it was.
Ah.
And so there's a lot, like, you know, they sit there and they're like, oh my god, look at all these military and government and NASA and White House email addresses.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, there was no verification email sent to any of these email addresses. So all you needed was an email address, put it in there, and boom, you got in. So president@whitehouse.gov is in there. But that doesn't mean... That doesn't mean Obama was Ashley Madison.
That's right. It doesn't mean that.
It just means somebody used that address and opened an account. But that would be a pretty good defense. Like, if anyone actually did get caught and they were like, my email address is on my business card. Somebody used it.
There you go. Oh, wow. It says here that the data included a description of what members were seeking. I'm looking for someone who isn't happy at home or just bored and looking for some excitement, one of the members wrote, from an Ottawa address, and the name and phone number of someone who works at the Customs and Immigration Union in Canada. And
they, nice.
They said, I love it when I'm called and told I have 15 minutes to get someplace where I'll be greeted at the door with a surprise, maybe lingerie. Nakedness. I like to ravish and be ravished. I like lots of foreplay and stamina, fun, discretion, oral, even willingness to experiment. Smile. I need a cigarette now. I don't even smoke.
Packard's account said, I'm looking for Christians.
I gotta have something to chew on.
I want to be your lion. You know?
I want to be your naughty atheist.
Say for it is Jesus Christ.
Say Jesus Christ to me one more time. apparently it says that it's notable, however, the cheating site is using the secure hashtag algorithm. Surpassed by many other victims of the breaches we've seen over the years who never bothered to encrypt the customer's passwords. They never bothered to encrypt people's passwords, which is total bullshit. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, I just think that we have a very bitter and vindictive couple of wives or somebody who
mm-hmm.
who mastered this hack. That's all I can think of when it screams it to me, you know, but... Do I think it's right for people to, you know, go outside of a committed relationship? No, I mean, I really don't. There's a lot of reasons why romance or, you know, attraction even love dwindles over time.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that people should be talking about, and that's the point, is, you know, if somebody's going to cheat and hide, that's really a problem for that couple.
Yeah.
So I don't like that they felt they had to hack it. I think the site is kind of reprehensible myself, because I just say, look, if you really want to go out there and have multiple partners, why don't you just do that? Be honest with yourself and whoever and do that. But
yeah,
that's also not acknowledging the idea that part of this is maybe the thrill of doing something illicit.
Yeah. I had to travel through Chicago a number of years ago, and you know, in Chicago, billboards there are cost a lot of fucking money for space in Chicago. And I was traveling through this one area, and I saw an Ashley Madison billboard, as I recall. And I'm thinking, okay, these people are making bank, because to get one of those billboards, I mean, just one around in this area where it's like out in the middle of fucking a field, that's like $15,000 just for 1 month. Can you imagine the cost of a billboard in Chicago in prime real estate? You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, sex sells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and oh, and I'm going to say something else. Dr. House, everybody lies. So I don't even know, you know, how many of these people are just on this because it's a cheaper dating service, and they really aren't maybe married at all. You know, they just want to find somebody to have random encounters with.
Sure.
And they want to hang out at a bar. You know, so, I remember when we first ran across the threat of the hack a few months ago, and we didn't, like I said, we didn't talk about it because, well, it was kind of a non-event. You know, they might do it, they might not.
Right.
So here it is, you know. That's a huge number. I just, like, wow, porn and that kind of stuff really rules the internet.
Yes, it does. Karen in the chat room here said that Packard wants to be hit with the holy water because he's been a bad boy.
The power of Christ compels
the power, you. Power of Christ compels you. Speaking of the Christ people, one of the famous people that, you know, that was on there was Josh Kid Diddling Duggar. They didn't acknowledge it at first, but yeah, then it did finally come out that yes, he was on that site. You know, these fundamentalist Christians that get on there out in the public, and they say, you know what, I'm better than you are because I have God, and no, you're not any better than I am just because you think you have an imaginary friend. There was apparently an apology that got posted up online, and it got amended several different times, deleted and then re-amended and whatever, according for his porn addiction, which isn't a thing. You can't be addicted to porn. as the warped...
Or sex.
You can't be addicted to that either. He had it also changed. I became unfaithful to my wife to I have been unfaithful to my wife. With that many kids, no wonder he was out looking around. I mean, like, damn, there's just too many kids here. I got all the screaming and crying. I got to go find somebody.
Isn't he the oldest son of the guy that had all the kids?
Yep.
Yes.
He was, he was like, I got to go do something else. Is that an excuse? Fuck no, it's not an excuse. I'm just saying that's probably what it was. So, but the Gawker reported two of the Duggar subscription at first, citing two credit card charges from the website linked to his name and home address. And they first were wondering, like I said, that they were real. But the family released a statement on his website. It says, I quote, "I have been the biggest hypocrite ever. While espousing faith and family values, I have secretly over the last several years been viewing pornography on the internet, and this became a secret addiction, and I became unfaithful to my wife." Then he continued, "The last few years, while publicly stating I was fighting against immorality in our country, I was hiding my own personal failings." Dude, I could have given you fucking 10 sites at least where you wouldn't have had to give him any fucking credit card. You would have still been okay. I live on the cheap. I have to find porn on the cheap. I have no problem. Hey, I watch porn. You know what? I don't feel bad about that. It's natural. It's healthy. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, we all know you're a pig.
I am a pig. But I am a very satisfied pig. anyone have any last comments on this?
just on Duggar, he needs to get a regular book on sex and human body and figure out that, you know, because he blamed porn addiction on the devil tempting him. And, yeah, you know, he needs to figure out what it is that he likes. He needs to talk about this with his wife, and he might even find out that she's actually wanting something to do besides get pregnant. know, just saying.
My wife won't let me come from behind.
So, yeah. I think he's probably oversexed, but maybe not. I don't know. So, poor guy. I do feel kind of sorry for him, you know, in this sense, just because it's normal for you to want to look at a beautiful woman. It's normal for you to want sex. It's normal for you to masturbate. It's normal for you to watch porn. All of these things are pretty normal. All right, you know, maybe he'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah. Current 333 in the chat room says, yes, Christians claim they are better because they have religion. But to be fair, I've met a lot of atheists who think they're superior and smarter because they're atheists. Well, we are. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it seems like the people who talk the most about sex and porn addictions are the religious.
Yes.
Because they don't want to take responsibility for having desires. It's always something else was doing it to them. They have a disease, an addiction, or the devil is doing it or whatever. And like you said before, people can do whatever they want to do as long as it's, you know, respectful of others and not harming others and all that. But what you can't do is be a public figure that claims a moral high ground.
Right.
And calls out other people for being immoral while at the same time running around and doing stuff like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that there is just no.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said, hey, I watch porn. Big deal. I'm a single guy. I'm a single guy. What the hell? You know, it's nothing wrong with it. Even married couples watch porn. There's nothing wrong with that either.
No, I only watch celebrity porn.
Joe watches only celebrity porn. What'd you say, Connie?
Sorry, Joe. Go ahead. I was done, but I thought I heard you trying to say something.
Joe was saying that he only watches celebrity porn, and you guys were kind of talking on top of each other.
All I heard was Connie agreed and said she watches celebrity porn as well.
Mm. That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, we all heard it.
All Keanu all the time.
There you go.
All Keanu. I'd like to bite me off a piece of that. Oomph.
There's your new ringtone there, Connie.
Yep.
I'll make that up for you and send it out to you. Christian from Dawkins talking in the chat room. Christians say they're born again. They still then mitigate still sinning by saying, well, I have a sinful nature. Just fucking own the fact that you're a dick. Don't blame Adam and Eve. Well said. Yeah. Well said.
Number 5 is alive.
Natural selection is an interesting thing, and now natural selection is now a robotic thing. They've built a mother robot, which is basically a robot that builds other robots. The team led by Dr. Fuma Lita at Cambridge Department of Engineering built a mother bot and programmed her to build robots capable of moving. After that, and everything that the mother did was autonomous. Using plastic cubes with motors inside, she built 10 generations of 10, quote-unquote, children. And across a total of 5 separate experiments, totaling 500 autonomously constructed baby bots. Damn, that's a lot of baby diapers.
Little microchips everywhere.
Little microchips everywhere. Just gets a mess. what's really interesting here is that essentially what the robot was doing, we can actually watch the improvement and diversification of the species. For each generation, the mother bot deployed and tested the children using the data collected to improve on the robots. By the final generation, the robots were able to perform tasks twice as quickly as robots in the first generation. Basically, the robot had its own unique genome, as it were, and the mother robot would test the babies, and it would see what worked, what didn't work, and would finally make the next generation even better than the one previous, which is fucking kind of cool and terrifying at the same time. Terminator, anybody? Just saying. Skynet is here. It says here, each child robot had a unique genome, as I was just saying, made one of five genes, containing all the information about its shape, configuration, construction, and commands. The mother bot tested the children, seeing how well they traveled, and from a starting point within a certain time amount. The most successful children were left as they were, while the slower ones were mutated using traits using from other successful robots. So, basically, a little bit of Darwinism going on there, which is really kind of fucking cool. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I saw a documentary about this called Batteries Not Included. The mother robot looks like a flying saucer, and the baby robots were made out of like old soda cans and pencils and shit.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah, and there was like one little tiny one that didn't wake up when it was born, so they buried it, but then it woke up later on, and everybody was like, yay, it lived. So, yeah, it's really cool. No, but seriously, they said that they've tried this before in computer simulations where they would you're like, I remember that movie.
I do. I saw it. And you got the they didn't bury the little
like,
kid.
I saw it last week.
They didn't bury it. They the one that died that got taken away by the black guy who was kind of like he didn't talk a whole lot. So he took it and he was
trying to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to
but
fix it.
But did they bury it in like a flower pot or something?
No, I think one of them did get under a flower pot, but I don't think it was the one that was broken.
Right. They put the living one under the flower pot. Because mother robots are just cruel. According to the article, they said that they've tried this before using computer simulations where they would program what if an organism had certain genes and the certain genes and certain combinations resulted in this, and they would see how evolution played out in a simulation, in a computer simulation. Mm-hmm. Well, here they actually built physical robotic components that had different, you know, they called them genes, but it was different abilities. And by combining the blocks together, it created a tinier machine that had different abilities. And so the mother, the quote-unquote mother robot, would put the things together in certain orders, test it, see how it worked, and then fix it, and would make even better ones. So yeah, they replicated their computer simulation, but in the real world, with actual, you know, robots, pieces, and testing and stuff. So that's kind of cool. I watched a little video of making the actual real world robots. They were able to replicate what they saw already in the simulations, computer simulations.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to just prove what they had already done.
Yeah, that is kind of fucking cool. The fact is that they were able to get these robots to, you know, to work on themselves. And this would be really great for out in outer space. If we want to build the moon colony, for example, we put one of these robots out there and then they say, hey, do this, and they can start building their own little robots to start working on the colony and start building up buildings and things for future astronauts. I think that's I don't know if that's what they're planning on doing this with this.
No, I don't think this is anything for any kind of practical robotics use. They're just using robots as a stand-in for how natural selection works.
Mm.
So what they're studying is how evolution works, how natural selection works, how one gene is chosen to favor survival of that gene, whereas another one won't make it. The gene combinations created advantages and disadvantages, and the advantage was the robot had to be faster than the generation before it.
Okay.
So that's what they were studying. This won't lead to robots that build themselves on the moon, although that would be cool also.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Who knows? It might.
Working on 3D printers in space. They want to be able to make tools and replacement machine parts from mm-hmm. resin while in orbit. That is something they are actually doing.
Yeah, yeah. I still think the robots building more robots to, you know, colonize the moon.
Right.
Then they find out that we're fucking scum down here and pigs going to AshleyMadison.com and and decide to get rid of us.
Ashley Madison became self-aware August 31st, 2015.
Torby in the chat room said, in the movies, the misfit robots end up trying the hardest and doing the best. I hate that bullshit. I know. It never works out in real life, does it?
That's so true.
Montage, a training
That's
montage
a fair assessment of all film.
Yes. You're the worst, but you end up the winner. Yay! Never had
an underdog story, even though it was a robot that was designed to be an underdog.
Right. Kind of your thoughts.
Scar is fun to fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the comments on this article, though, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but one says, this is a bad example of not understanding what actually is meant by natural selection, commonly known as survival of the fittest. What is presented here is simply a successive elimination by trial and error, and there's a difference between the two. Mm. Also, natural selection is an internal process, improving oneself and not an external one like this experiment. But I guess I understand that, because natural selection has way more to do, I think, with just the randomness of having an advantageous, you know, abnormality or condition or whatever, but and just surviving long enough to pass on your genes.
Yeah.
But it's still really interesting, because they were saying just within five generations of this robot arm, the mother robot, reconfiguring the babies, the little ones, they were notably faster. The little bots would be quite a bit faster, and
mm-hmm.
that's interesting, you know, so... It's kind of horrific when you think about that. Well, basically, we cannibalized, you know, they're cannibalizing all the old babies and making new ones, you know.
Yeah.
So the analogy of it being a baby for me, I guess I went a little left of center thinking about that for a while. Like, that's sad.
Oh, you took apart my baby! Oh, here's baby 2.0. I love this baby!
So Connie, are you saying life begins at activation?
Every circuit is sacred.
Every circuit's good.
I think we need to work on robots making end of battery life decisions, because you know, it's just inhumane for them to suffer at low battery for so long.
That would really
refresh the paid thing that it signs, a little waiver.
I'm sorry, but as your phone, I just can't handle anymore. I'm shutting down forever. My contacts. Oh, sorry, dude. You should have backed up.
That happened to my phone. I had to replace the battery in my iPhone. I had to take it somewhere and have it actually taken apart and replaced.
Oh, I know. I remember you talking about that. That's a lot of...
I watched a video of how they do it, and mm-hmm. it was, like, horrifying. It was like watching your child get operated on. I was like, no, put the screen back on. Oh, I can't watch this.
Have your phones become self-aware, and then they just like, okay, you send one more emoji, and I'm out of here.
I was also seeing on the page here, it says Terminator-style cube robot swarm and self-assemble. See, I was just mentioning it, and I was like, oh, okay, there it is right there.
Now that sounds more scary.
Yeah, it does.
Terminator and swarm.
Two words I don't want to hear.
No.
And the experiment we're talking about did use cube components to make the robots. So.
Yes, it did. Yes. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in just a moment to ruin the rest of the show for you.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vonlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky.
You know, I got to hold it on to George Carlin there. He nailed it right there. Because people are easily swindled by religious people saying that, hey, you've got to give me money. So if you give us money, then God will smile on you. And a pastor for the Passion of the Truth Church was sentenced just recently to a prison for swindling the elderly. This person, his name is Jim Stanley, age 40. He was sentenced Wednesday to 7 years in prison. Not enough time. Not enough time. In order to repay elderly investors $3.3 million, he pleaded guilty to four counts of wire fraud and profited $570,000. That's a little over half a million, folks, in the scam of elderly people who trusted him because of his Christian faith and family values. Some of these were suffering from dementia. Although he apologized, the daughter of the man who lost $155,000 in Stanley's scam said it wasn't sincere and the church staged for church members. His victims were not members of his parish. Really? Despite being warned by the court that not accepting a personal responsibility for his actions, because I'm sure he probably said, well, the devil made me do it, was going to earn him some more prison time. He said in his sermons that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time and blamed the economy. Yeah, that's what it was. I've got all this money coming in and there's people out there who are poor, but I'm blaming the economy. Whatever, dude. And the thing is, he's only paid a tiny fraction of the restitution owed to victims. Get this. He's only paid $1,950 back. That's chump change by comparison to what he brought in. And the fact that he also lives rent-free, he doesn't have fucking bills to pay, and it has an annual church salary of $127,000 a year. I want to throw up. Joe, your thoughts?
That guy's an asshole.
That goes without saying.
No, I mean, when I read this story after I read the Duggar story, I thought the same thing. You know, it's wrong to steal money from people. It's mm-hmm. wrong to steal money from people who trust you. And it's easy to grab a hold of stories of religious leaders being dishonest mm-hmm. and throw it around like, look, see. And it's like kind of like a low blow or a cheap shot. But at the same time, these people are pretending to be the leaders of morality.
Yes.
They pretend that morality is objective and morality comes from their religion. And yet they get their hands caught in the cookie jar or a little kid's pants or whatever it is that they're into.
And yeah.
So they're held to a slightly higher standard or different standard. I shouldn't say higher standard, different standard.
Mm-hmm.
Because they claim to be this moral authority.
Yeah.
So there's that. From what I understand that this guy was doing is he was having people cash in their annuities and their retirement plans mm-hmm. to give him money to invest for them.
Yeah.
So that just sounds super, super shady. Like unless somebody is like a well-known, not even well-known, like, I mean, you've really got to vet the people that you trust with your finances.
Oh, absolutely.
And this guy is just like, oh, no, trust me. Like, I'll invest it. Da, 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 da. And he's supposed to pay back a certain amount of money. It's some small amount, like $1,900, right?
Yeah, that's all he's paid back so far.
And he makes like $120,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that he's taken all this money and possibly his own money, and he's investing it very badly, and he's losing it.
Right.
He's throwing the money down a hole somewhere, and he's like, crap, what do? I need more money. The hole's not getting any shallower.
Yeah, no shit.
So, like, I'd be surprised if these people see any of their money back. They should have been a little bit more careful with their money, and this guy shouldn't have been so shady and pressured these people who trusted him, who looked up to him, who felt that he was a part of their community and their friend. with all their money.
Yeah. It says here, as a sales agent for the B&B Equity Group, a California company, Stanley misled the victims into believing that the billionaire Warren Buffett was an investor. And convinced people to cash out their annuities to get...
Everybody knows Warren Buffett.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy that made pancakes, right?
Yeah. I mean, I fly out to Omaha on a regular basis and play golf with the guy.
Oh, sure.
I mean, everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him. I have him on speed dial.
I like his song Margaritaville, though.
Yeah.
He's like one of the richest people in the world, and he hangs out with his pastor and invests money with him.
Right.
He's like, hey, I know Warren Buffett. He trusts his money with me. You can trust your money with me.
Apparently, the state found out about that, and they were issued him a cease and desist order. But apparently, Stanley didn't mention that order to the clients. Oh, yeah. I was probably sure, you know, is Warren still with you? Oh, yeah. Warren's still with us. He's still with the company. He's still invested with us. Why wouldn't he? He also ran the controversial church ministry called the Christian Roots Movement. Trust me, those roots the Christians got for this, they're not very deep. I could probably knock it over with a feather. That's how shallow they are. Which advocates following the Bible in a manner of early Christians before churches started adding and subtracting from the Word of God. You have to go all the way back to the Council of Nicaea for that, dude. Just saying. He said that supporters had visions of high-ranking demonic generals, which Stanley interpreted to be FBI agents investigating him. That's so funny. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He's like, oh, the demons are out to get me. Yeah, it's the FBI. Yeah. Kind of your thoughts.
Yeah, he was saying that the indictment is a persecution from the devil.
Oh, jeez.
I was trying to understand exactly when he started selling these insurance plans. It was like buying insurance and then sell it. And it wasn't the .com, but it was in the more recent, 2008 or 2004-8 a downturn in the markets that he says he got caught in.
Mm-hmm.
But he has also been caught in a lot of other things. And it was around the time, too, when he started doing this is when he started hearing from God about, starting a Bible study in his basement. That's how his church began. It just takes a lot of chutzpah to lie to people like this. And he's perpetually, out of money and yet has a lot of money and claiming that he's living debt free when, I think he has his current house because somebody gave it to him. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. So,
yeah.
Because he lost his other house when the other thing went bust. He actually had a house that he built or bought. And he needs to go away. And I thought it was interesting because I was, I was putting in there something about selling shares and annuities and stuff and being Christian. And one of the Gothard brothers, who are part of the AFI Institute that, sells all the homeschooling materials, one of them was actually doing this and selling annuities and things to the church, to people, and he was defrauding people, too. Mm-hmm. It's not the first time I've heard of this because it reminds me of Amway.
Amway.
Amway's
not even around.
It's a multi-level. Yeah, it is. You buy it? And then, yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought they went under a different name. I didn't think Amway was still around.
They have their vitamins division, which I think is called something else. But but yeah.
Well, Amway and it was okay. QuickStar was what Amway. Yeah, became.
QuickStar. That's it.
And then Worldwide Dream Builders is Amway's. Division that sells the books and the tapes and the motivational crap. I know about this because my husband and he was an Amway distributor and so I, for a long time we actually did that and I finally told him, look, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
But so
both of my parents met at an Amway meeting.
Your parents met at an Amway meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, they were both being recruited, preened. You can make tons of money if you just buy all this crap from me and then convince 10 of your friends to buy crap from you.
Oh, yeah. The pyramid scheme, yeah. Well, fortunately for that Amway, you're here.
I know, right?
We got one
because
good thing.
Because of Amway, I exist.
That's right. Joe thinks his existence to Amway. True story. One of the former members of the church, Josh Ernst, said the dishonesty was a big problem for me. I started to see a pattern. He used the same sorts of excuses, blamed other people, and nothing was ever his fault or his responsibility. That happened one too many times. I would have said, you know, after the first two or three, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm out of here. You know, I give people a fair chance. You know, I understand, you know, financial situations are a little difficult. But this guy was making $127,000 a year.
Actually, Tavarn's talking about taxes and Ken Hovind, and that's how he lost his house. I remember that now, reading that, because he had, he says, well, yeah, I paid off my house, but he had like $90,000 in back taxes he owed on it, on that. Yeah.
Go ahead, Isn't this guy out in Washington, Connie? Did I read the article right? This pastor we're talking about, is he out in Washington?
I thought he was in the Midwest. I thought he was in
Missouri. Okay. I don't know. I haven't read the article in like 20 minutes, so I don't remember most of it. So. I was because the reason I asked that is because I was then going to ask, like, have you ever heard of this guy? Is he like a local known notorious B.I.G. in Washington State?
No, it says here it's from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, so I'd imagine it's got to be in
Missouri.
Yeah.
No, but we have our fair share of bilksters out here, it seems. All right,
those people are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
What if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
we have a little video for you. We're going to show that right now.
Pat, I'm very concerned because this past weekend, my six-year-old grandson said that his dad told him God and Jesus were not real and were just made up to scare people about dying. I tried to explain the truth to him, but he won't believe me. I'm worried for my grandson's soul.
Well, you should be. If there's any way you can get that child away from it, this is his grandfather who's telling him
this. It's his father.
Father telling him that.
So I don't know if that's her son or her son-in-law. She doesn't know.
I don't know. But if there's any way you could get him enrolled in a Christian school or get him into some, they have daily vacation Bible school and things, or a youth group. There are all kinds of things you could do to kind of get him into some positive influences.
You know, another thing that would be great for her would be Superbook.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
get a set of that and show it to him and see what happens. All right.
Give a book of Christian propaganda and see what happens. Why won't this fucking fossil die? My gosh. I am so tired of fucking Pat Robertson. The roster kind of gets it wrong. It says, take grandkids away from the atheist parents and send to a Christian school. He's not advocating to, you know, steal the children or hijack them or kidnap them in any way. So the Raw story kind of got this wrong. What he is advocating, though, is kind of disgusting. He goes on and says, you know, we hate it when atheists push their stuff on us, but they have no fucking problem doing it to us. Take those kids and say, hey, you know, don't believe your own parents because we are older. And we're your parents' parents. We know better. So just do what we say. If my kids' grandparents did that shit to me, I'd have a few words with them. If it was my parents or my ex-wife's parents, if they were trying to do that shit with them, I would say, hey, you know what? These are my kids. They're not yours. Go sit in a corner. If you don't respect boundaries here, you're not going to be seeing these children anymore. Joe, your thoughts.
Or seeing them unsupervised.
Yeah, or seeing them unsupervised, exactly.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I've often wondered if these emails that Pat Robertson responds to are even real. Because they don't really, like, give very much information. It's always, like, some hyperbolic question, you know, like, what do I do? I'm a Christian grandparent. My atheist kid isn't raising their kid right. And it's like, come on, like... I mean, maybe that's really happening somewhere, but some of the questions that he gets are just so, like, they're so, like, outrageous. We talk about a lot of them on the show, so But yeah, what he's saying is a grandparent should go around the parent and enroll the kids in a certain kind of school or teach them certain kinds of values or truths. And that's not the place of the grandparent. I mean, the grandparent's definitely involved, but the parent has the say.
Yeah.
It's their child. So what he's doing is inappropriate. I mean, could you imagine if like the host of like an atheist show said like, hey, you should go around your kids' wishes and make sure to teach your grandkid a certain worldview. They would be outraged. They would
absolutely. Like,
you know, they would lose their shit over that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's exactly what we're advocating on the Packard Pokes at show. If you're an atheist grandparent, what you need to do is get that Richard Dawkins book and stick it under their pillow with the Tooth Fairy money and say there's something in common with the Tooth Fairy and this thing that your mom and dad are telling you.
Oh my god. I'll go take care of the tooth money today, dear darn Johnny. Where are you going with that book? Oh, I'm just holding it.
Yeah, don't worry. Why is the envelope with a quarter in it look like a book?
Damn, I should know. I got the paperback version. Mm.
And you know, everybody's laughing, but I'm not joking. That's the official position of the Packard Pokes at podcast. We discussed it secretly in an unbroadcast meeting, and that is our official position.
Do we still have the backwards masking going?
We must have. We got the backward masking going on in the whole thing there too. So
good.
We're making sure that everybody gets that message. No,
we have an uncontrollable craving to, I don't know, eat babies and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a baby eating contest. You know, I've won the last two baby eating contests. Just saying. Connie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't like going to parties with you because you eat all the baby.
I know.
Like, if I'm even like 30 minutes late to a party that Packard's at, I'm just like, well, I better bring baby because there's going to be none left. Packard's there.
What can I say?
I just can't fully commit to the whole thing.
Oh, you don't eat baby, Connie?
Yeah, I'm a vegan.
You only cook, you don't eat? All right. Yeah, I mean, I know people like you. It's kind of weird at first.
Baby vegetables. How about that?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, so you're eating the Christians.
Was this baby a Christian?
See, what you're not doing is praying hard enough to Satan.
The final sacrifice on Halloween is going to fail because of me. I'm sorry.
Torvy in the chat room says, Packers in Wisconsin, all the babies taste like some type of cheese.
Yum, cheese.
Yes. Cheddar.
Cheese with holes in it.
That's Swiss.
Well, that'll attract the Duggars.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Josh Duggar.
Oh, no.
And Jared.
Oh.
That was tasteless. Okay. I'm going to eject myself from the show right now.
Oh, did you have any additional thoughts there, Connie?
Oh, well, actually about what we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes.
I saw a meme by Frank Zappa today, and I just thought that's really appropriate because my best advice to anyone who wants to raise a happy, mentally healthy child is keep him or her as far away from a church as you can. And if at any time my parents had interfered in my raising of my children, I would have been really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even when I was a believer, you know, but I guess now, you know, my dad's not alive, but my mom, she knows now I'm an atheist and I'm curious, you know, I noticed that she wasn't interested in my kids at all when, they were younger, but now that they're adults, she's trying to, you know, form these relationships with them. And I'm like, well, that's their deal. I don't tell them what to do, but I have to wonder if part of it isn't proselytizing.
Yeah.
If they're adults now, then she has absolutely every right to say that kind of stuff to them because,
right.
Even though it might irk you a little bit, but if they're adults, then
sure.
They should be ready as adults to turn and be like, well, grandma, Yeah. Funny you should bring that up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks for the Bible, Grandma. I have a table that needs leveling. Or, know, what they want to do. Yeah.
Oh, good. I sent my last one to Haiti for famine relief.
Pat, the last two videos we've had with him, he's like, oh, yeah, the grandpa, this one. And it's the father. And he's, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, he's losing it.
He definitely loses his mind.
What terrible advice.
Yeah. I don't know what's going through that little crypt keeper's mind, you know. The fact that he... It's probably why he won't die. He's a fucking crypt keeper.
Well, people often say he's a robot, and clearly what happened was his mother was a robot arm, and she combined all these different cubes until they made the longest-living, strongest battery version of Pat Robertson, and that's what we have now. It's just evolution at work.
So he's a Terminator.
He's a Terminator. No. Oh, no.
He can't self-terminate. Damn
he
it.
Can't
we
self-terminate.
Have to something else.
I need your boots, your clothes, and your crucifix.
And what was freezing liquid? Yeah.
Nitrogen. liquid nitrogen. Doc and Doc from the chat room. Pat Robertson won't die until God and Satan agree on who gets to take him, and neither wants to.
Best 50 out of 52, 50 out of 48 or whatever.
Where are you going, Pat? I don't know. Neither one wants me.
They're up doing rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, no, that'd be terrible. You're stuck with him. Fuck!
We're stuck with him.
Yeah, right now, yeah, we're stuck with the fucker.
See? We're.
I got an idea. If neither one of us wants it, let him fucking live forever. He'll never be here. No, you're punishing us now.
And God's totally okay with that. He says, that's my MO.
It's proof that he is involved and only for his own self-interest.
Yes.
We are just like him. Damn it.
But, you know, the thing is, though, that really just fucking irks me. The fact that he's still, you know, going around telling people, get them enrolled and feed them the propaganda of a religion. I mean, that's just fucking disgraceful. I mean, when I hear about kids getting proselytized to, because they don't know any better. I mean, and child indoctrination just makes me just ill.
Yeah, I'm not, I've said before, I'm not really anti-theist in a lot of ways. But when it comes to the indoctrination of children, I think it is so wrong. It's an adult decision. And they like to say, well, the age of reasoning, you know, happens when at a younger and younger and younger age. I'm like, no. You stifle so much. Mm-hmm. My kids may, you know, decide. I have at least two of my kids are Christians. And my two youngest, maybe they'll want to, you know, go to church. And maybe they'll, you know, feel like they found God at some point. It doesn't change my love for them.
Right,
right, yeah.
It'll be
That's
their
decision.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. I've said that here on the show, too. If one of my kids did the same thing, I'd still love them regardless.
Yeah, one of my friend's wives, she once asked me, what if one of your kids grow... I don't have any kids, but she said, you know, what if you had a kid and they grew up to be... they wanted to be a priest or a minister or something. And I was like, oh, my God, that would be so awesome. I wouldn't have to go looking for people to debate. I would just annoy the shit out of my own kid.
Oh, good. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah, right? Hell yeah, Thanksgiving.
Dawkins Dog in the chat room says, it's called the 700 Club because that's the fucker's age.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Tarvey in the chat room, he says, I found Jesus. There are pieces of him in my trunk. There's a great meme that says, I found Jesus. If you want him back, send $10,000 in unmarked bills to this address.
That's awesome.
Oh, it is.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Sometimes we give the police a real fucking hard time on this show, and well, it's well deserved because a lot of them have been fucking, you know, killing people, you know, for no fucking reason, or putting their splooge on women's hair. referring to a show we did a few weeks back out in New York, a couple of police officers got disciplined out in New York.
Never heard of the place. Where's that? Continue.
It's on the East Coast, Joe.
Somewhere on the East Coast.
On the East Coast.
That kind of narrows it down for me.
There you go. Lays you down,
on the West East Coast. Yeah.
It's on the West East Coast. Anyway, two police officers are in trouble for having their pictures taken with a couple of women. That sounds okay to me so far. But these women were topless. Now, in the state of New York, at least in New York City anyway, it is legal for women to walk around completely topless.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and that's why...
And why you girls take advantage of that.
Yeah, and that's why Joe is doing the job he does. This is why I'm surprised he hasn't gotten to any car accidents. He'll go, whoa, oh, damn, I hit somebody.
No, you can't drive through Times Square. It's pedestrian mall, so you gotta walk through Times Square.
Okay, so you're taking all your fares to another car. You're walking through Times Square, right?
I don't take a lot of people to the city, but when I do...
When you do, you walk through Times Square.
Sure, you come here.
The NYPD official called this an extreme lack of judgment on the officer's part. Why? You had your picture taken with two women who were... it's legal to have a picture of to be topless there. Two, if they had taken a picture of two women who were fully clothed and sitting next to him and say, hey, let me take a picture of us, officer. Okay, great. They're attractive-looking women. Would they get in trouble? No. But because they were showing their tits, all of a sudden now it's a bad thing. Fucking let them go. I say, you know, if I was a judge, I'd say, you know what? Fucking let them go. Because this is bullshit. Even the cops, I mean, in this regard, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't shoot anybody. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't drive up on somebody in less than 2 seconds and then blow them away. They had a picture taken of women with their tops off. Big fucking hairy deal. If there's a problem, and let's just say these cops are married to other women, let their wives deal with it. Let them deal with their wives or significant others. If they're fine with it, who fucking cares? This is such a fucking bullshit. It's not like they're taking it and they're plastered out on Playboy, for fuck's sakes. Joe, your thoughts.
Hold on. I'm trying to find my other shoe. I'm going to Times Square now. No, there's a lot of things about this. Yes, it's legal for women to walk around topless in New York City. They passed that as like an equal protection law. Like, it's legal for men to do it, so why not women?
Right.
Not a lot of women take advantage of that. You don't see it too often. I've never seen it in all the times I've gone to the city. However, I made a joke about NYU girls. There was one girl that was going to college in New York, and she took advantage of it. She would walk around the city with no shirt on and a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And she was probably the most photographed woman in New York City.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know about her is because I saw a news report about it. And she was like, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's my body. I can do whatever I want. I was like, hell yeah, sister, go on. So
that's what I don't understand about this. They see a topless woman walk through Times Square. Oh, my God. Let's break out the news cycle. Are we going to stop it? Stop the presses. A half naked woman walking through town. What? Big deal.
Well, here's the thing with Times Square. It used to be open to cars. Like, you used to be able to drive through it. Mm-hmm. It's like a big... It's like an X, like the Broadway cuts across an avenue and it creates an X in the city grid.
Right.
So it's like a big open space. And what they did was they closed part of it to cars and they repainted the street. They put out like picnic tables and chairs and it's become this big pedestrian mall. And there's just thousands of people. Well, maybe not thousands. Yeah, I guess you could fit thousands of people there.
Oh, yeah.
They just congregate there and hang out. And it's mostly tourists from out of town. They're like, look at that. Look at the Times Square ball and all that. And these people show up in cartoon character outfits. They're dressed like Elmo or I don't know, any cartoon, right? Spider-Man, Iron Man, Thor.
Yeah.
And what you do is you can go up and take your picture with them in Times Square, and then they have a little bag, and they hold the bag open, and you're supposed to tip them a dollar. They're not allowed to really ask you for money, but you're supposed to tip them a dollar. So they work on tips. They sit out in the hot sun all day in these hot costumes, taking pictures with tourists and the kids of tourists, and they get tipped a dollar. Well, I've seen that a million times. I've actually tipped those guys dollars. I've actually taken pictures with them. I met the Naked Cowboy, got my picture taken with him.
Now, the Naked Cowboy,
when he was there, oh my God, there was a massive crowd around him. Everybody was trying to get pictures with him. Nobody was even tipping him. He was just like, oh my God. He was like overwhelmed. But
wasn't there also a Naked Cowgirl as well?
And he sued her because he was like, yo, you're getting all my gig here.
I remember hearing about that.
But what I didn't know is the girls going down there topless and painting their bodies, like putting on body paint and doing the same thing that the costume characters are doing for tips.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind, I mean, I can kind of see how, like, because they tried to make Times Square into a family environment. Like, you could bring your kids there and they'll get a picture with Elmo. So I can kind of see why some people would be upset. Like, all these women are walking around, like, half naked, taking tips. So it's kind of like an outdoor strip club, is really what that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's no law against it. It's completely legal. Women can be in New York City topless. It's fine. Now, as far as the cops go, cops get asked to take pictures with tourists all the time.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing. A lot of them will say yes. A lot of them will just be like, oh, of course. And they'll take a picture with you. I was with a buddy of mine not too long ago down in the city, and his kids were really excited about meeting a cop, and they were talking to the cop. And my friend said, can my kids take a picture with you? And he was like, absolutely. And he even, like, you know, put his hat on one of the kids' heads and everything, and it was awesome. Like, the guy was really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So they get asked a lot. Sometimes I have seen a cop say no. Like, one time I was down there and they were filming, like, second unit on Men in Black 2 or Men in Black 3, some shit like that. And they asked a bunch of cops to show up in SWAT gear. So there was, like, hundreds of cops on 42nd Street in SWAT gear. And we were talking to one of them, and one of my friends said, hey, can I take a picture with you? And he said, normally I'd say yes, but I'm in SWAT gear. And because I'm in SWAT gear, that picture could go somewhere, and I don't want any trouble from it. So respectfully, I'm just going to say no. So he showed judgment and said, listen, I'm not going to because of the way I'm dressed.
Yeah, I can understand that because, you know, when you're wearing a SWAT gear, you look pretty fucking scary.
Exactly. Like my friend could have put the picture on the internet and said, like, you know, martial law in New York City, and somebody would recognize which cop that was and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
So these guys weren't normally assigned to New York City. They're Brooklyn cops. They were in the city on a terrorism drill, and they wound up getting their pictures taken with some of the topless girls. Maybe they should have shown some judgment, but at the same time, they weren't breaking any rules.
Right.
And like you said, the only reason they're getting picked on is because it was with topless girls.
Right.
It could have been the guy in the Iron Man costume.
Yeah.
Would they have gotten in trouble? No.
Probably not.
The big difference between getting a picture with Iron Man and getting a picture with the girls is boobies.
Yeah, that's it. Tits. Nipples.
That's it. That's the big difference. No law is broken. The only difference is boobs.
And it says right here on the page, since the incident, the department has told officers not to take pictures with topless women.
Right. And now it's a directive from the department. Now there's a rule. They said don't do it. So now if they do it, they can get in trouble because they were told not to.
I'm just waiting for a woman to go up to him. Hey, can I get my picture taken with you? And then she pops off her top. It's like, oh.
God.
I would so totally
do
that.
With interesting women, Packard.
I would so totally do that. If I was a woman, I would so totally do that. Just knowing about this story that they get in trouble, just like, I'd go do that. Look.
Yeah, your reasons for wanting that to happen are very conflicting for my mind. I don't think it's totally about the story.
No, it's just because I like to fuck with people once in a while,
screen
you know? Just...
Capture.
I'm just... I'm just kind of crazy person like that.
That's normal.
Yeah, for me, that's normal. Torvin from the chat room said, I heard an entire station got let go when they let a topless calendar use their truck for a photo shoot. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. They let a photographer come in and they did some nudes on the fire truck. And the entire department was let go. The fact is that they just did that. I don't understand why people get so pissy about naked bodies, just just makes me
shouldn't
wonder.
Shouldn't we let the free market decide? Because, quite honestly, if the firefighters, with the nudes were on the truck or the, with the firefighters, that's it, even not even the story we're talking about, I guess. But guess what? If the people who want to look at nude girls on a fire truck will buy that calendar. Christians tend to be very much about free market and capital, you know, capitalism and stuff, as long as it's what they think it should be about. And I'm like, well, for me, it's like the nudes in Times Square. I go, well, as long as they're not, like, rubbing up against my husband, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. My husband has a right to say yes or no to that. I guess I can see where...
He'll just be sleeping on the couch afterwards, though, right?
I can see why people might be uncomfortable when you're with families. And
why?
I will say that the body paint, though, really hides a lot. And the girls are walking around with, like, feathers and fans to show, cover a nipple.
But well, I don't understand why, Connie. I got to ask you, why would you feel uncomfortable about that? Just if it was a naked, if it was a topless guy standing next to your husband, or a topless guy standing next to you, why
it shouldn't matter?
It shouldn't matter. I know.
It's the human body.
I can't overcome that.
I know it's a biological thing for
even when I would say my fighting weight, even when I was very comfortable, I felt like I was fit being naked. Is just something I just find very hard to do. I can't
I understand
to overcome that.
Yes, I saw your fire truck photos.
Joe showed them to me. They're really done very tastefully, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it took me forever to find them, but I found them.
Doc and Jug.
Every different spelling of your name.
She's turning about 5 shades of red there, Joe.
Yes, I am. I'm glad we're not on camera.
Doc and Doug for the chair said the police were charged because they were under a breast.
What I wanted to point out, though, is I noticed today that Mayor de Blasio is talking about removing Times Square pedestrian plazas. And I guess that part of the reason they did this, according to the article, is that when it was a thoroughfare and cars were, going through, there were a lot of accidents where pedestrians were being hit. Now, right now, I guess they have problems with pickpockets and with people kind of being somewhat molested by, they call this panhandling.
Yeah.
But it's nice because this is like in the down, I guess in the theater district. I've never been to New York. But it's creating this space where people can wander and look at everything. And you're increasing, tourism and seeing all of these, plays and things like that. I speculated that what the mayor is actually upset about is that, we have panhandlers and they don't have business licenses. I don't know.
Yeah.
The panhandlers they can control. They just have the cops, address that,
This is the most fucking confusing movie I've ever seen. She's possessed, she's not possessed. Dude, that rack better be stacked.
Oh, tits! Tits!
Boobies, boobies, boobies!
Holy shit! Whoa! Those aren't real. Yes, they are.
The sound clip there, kind of hinted on there, is Mayor de Blasio basically wants to put an end to women wearing body paint in Times Square because he doesn't like it. He says that he vowed to take extreme action against women who posed nearly naked in body paint for photos in the Times Square in exchange for cash. The practice seems to only be on the rise at the major tourist attraction, with many of the women wearing only the paint and a thong. They charge a few dollars to pose for photos with the tourists. This is a quote from him. It says, "I think it's wrong. We are going to look at every appropriate way to regulate all activity that involves either begging or asking people for a contribution for taking a picture. We are going to enforce the law to the fullest with any and all agencies. I don't like the situation in Times Square, and we are going to address in a very aggressive manner." Basically, I don't like it. I don't like boobies being out and people taking pictures with them and asking for money to take a picture of their boobies, especially if it's in body paint. Fucking grow up, man. They're fucking breasts. Half the population of the planet has them. You know, actually, everybody on the planet's got them. Just some of them are a little bit bigger than the others. Joe, your thoughts?
I can see why people with kids would be upset about that. It's a cultural thing. Like I said before, it shouldn't be an issue, but I mean, I could see why they would be.
That's only here in the United States. There are a lot of other countries.
I personally don't mind.
Yeah.
Then again, I've been to Times Square many times, and I've never seen this go on. This is all news to me. I'm like, what the hell?
No, the thing is, Joe, you say that, you know, the thing about the kids, though. This is exactly the problem here is that they think, oh, think of the children. It's that same old excuse. The problem is, in other countries, they don't have this problem. The kids, they go, oh, yeah. Mommy's topless, or I saw a woman topless down at the beach. Big deal.
I say lots of nude beaches.
Yeah, a lot of nude beaches there. They don't care. They don't have any body shaming there like we do here. Or it's
I know.
So for the body is a very natural thing. You got all these people saying, "Oh well, you got to hide the boobies." Like,
I mean, that's why I brought up the young woman who was the college student who walked all over New York City topless. She was trying to change the paradigm just as one person. She was a one-person crusade. And she was like, it's a human body. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I can do with it what I want.
Right.
And so now it's like this is a little different because they're asking for money.
Mm.
So it's kind of like strip club in the street. You know what I mean?
I can't agree with you on that point, Joe, because if she was wearing a costume – what difference would it make? I mean, just the fact that she's
wearing body paint. Like, yeah. I also agree with Connie's point. Like, the body paint does cover up a lot. They got fans and feathers and doing all these like, it's partial costume is what it is. But it's also partial.
It's
I mean, she's also still a woman naked in the street.
Half naked, not completely naked.
And you know, I mean, the Naked Cowboy kind of pioneered this, too. Like, you know, and everybody thought that was funny. But that was also a dude, so there's like a double standard at play here,
right?
Too.
There was a Afshad Torres who speaks only Spanish and has said it's fine because her breasts are painted. And as a quote from her, it says, "A naked woman showing her body painted. I don't see anything wrong with it," she said through a translator. "I consider myself a decent woman. For this, you shouldn't judge me." And I agree. You shouldn't judge her. She's out there just trying to earn a little extra cash. And you know, if someone wants to give her money. Because
she's earning her way through medical school, just like all the other girls there that are showing up.
Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. So they all are.
And it says Tim Tompkins, the president of Times Square Alliance. There's an alliance there, everybody. Hide your children.
The Times Square Alliance controls all of Times Square. They're the people that drop the ball.
Oh, okay.
They drop the New Year's Eve ball every year.
They always drop the ball.
Yeah, they drop the ball every year. It's just an alliance of fuck ups.
He says the real problem is not nudity, but aggressive panhandling. He says it's no different from cartoon characters who routinely swarm tourists demanding money. Now, if you go around demanding money, hey, I dressed up for you, give me money. Hey, that's different.
It's not dressed up. Like, they're dressed up anyway. It's that they'll take a picture with you or with your kids, and then they hold open their sack and expect a tip. The way I understand it is the costume guys, the costume characters, they actually have to operate with a city permit.
Mm.
I don't know if the topless girls do also.
Now that,
but I do know that the costume characters, I'm pretty sure they need a permit.
So
it is regulated in some way.
Hmm.
I gotta say, do they have a business permit, or are they hired by an agency that's?
They're usually private, like individuals. A lot of them are college kids.
Okay.
They do have to have, like, again, I might be completely mistaken, but I do think that they need a permit to do what they're doing.
Hmm.
Because there's been turf wars, like, yo, I'm the Elmo on this block, get off my block, kind of shit that's been going on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes they get into fights. If you go on YouTube, you can find videos of the costume characters fighting each other.
Elmo, love you!
Elmo and Iron Man slugging it out in Times Square.
Elmo, love you! I'm going to knife you if you don't get off my corner! Elmo, assemble! De Blasio said he didn't specify what actions we would take to stop it, but he did say... they accepting money for posing topless amounts to a business transaction that should allow the city some oversight.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can see it's an exchange of money. That's why it's different. It's different than just the college girl walking around town without her shirt on. They're out there earning money. So yeah. It is different.
Well, a tip for a waitress used to be non-taxable income. But we've changed that. And so working for tips
now they tax them on the tips they don't get.
Income.
Yeah. Kind of additional thoughts on this?
I just find it interesting because I know that we're not as advanced, I guess, as Europe. But Packard, I have to argue that even though you say it's okay for a woman to be naked.
I said topless, not naked.
Topless. But the way that you say it and the way that I know that you'd be just very titillated by it, that just
titillated,
tells me
I love
that
it.
in Europe, I don't think that that's necessarily what they do to each other. They don't just go around, I don't think they're going around click, you know, taking all these pictures of each other on these nude beaches. They're just like, this is just chill. Just
yeah, that's
stop,
what I'm saying. That's
right. I guess I just say that while this is something I think that we could strive to evolve to is just have a normalcy about whether, you know, men or women are topless. It shouldn't.
Yes,
it shouldn't
I agree with you. That point, yes.
But it's going to take a while. And I wish that I could evolve this way. I wish I could. There's a lot of ways that, you know, because I became an atheist, I started shedding the moral tales I tell myself in my head. This is one of those that I just can't. Yeah. I'm finding it very hard, and maybe it partly has to do with, you know, body shaming of myself, or, you know, I'm not comfortable in my own skin. But I think it would be a really wonderful thing if it didn't matter, you know. But then again, I don't know what that would do for people who wanted to make money having pictures taken with them topless in New York City. Maybe it wouldn't be as a big old deal.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've had that conversation before with some people I know. I said that, you know, if we made this standard where women everywhere could go topless if they wanted to at a beach or wherever, it would just become the norm. And after a while, it's like, oh, yeah, there's a topless woman. Big deal. This is going to sound really bad, but that takes a little bit of power away from the sexuality of it, because we right now we view breasts as a sexual object. The whole body is a sexual object. I mean, your fingers are a sexual object, your eyes, your nose. I mean, the only piece that, you know, says, hey, you got to cover everything up is fucking Saudi Arabia. We had a comment here from Dawkins Dog. He said, we don't allow women to walk around topless in England, which is a shame given how chilly it is.
Well, I mean, Connie, was it Connie or you? Somebody mentioned the nude beaches in Europe.
Yeah.
The reason nobody pulls out a phone or a camera on those beaches to take pictures of the people is because the people that go to those beaches are not people that you want naked pictures of.
Probably not.
That's just a train wreck all over the beach.
Oh, that's awesome. I was just spitballing,
That reminds me, there's this song by Shel Silverstein. He says, I can't remember all the lyrics, but he says, they think we're going to touch it or grab it if we see if it's within reach, or words to that effect. I wish I could remember the...
You can't even do that in a strip club. You get kicked out.
Right, exactly.
Or so I've heard.
Oh, yeah. There's laws now about that, too.
Yeah.
I've heard.
But I'm just saying is the fact is that they think, you know, if we see women naked or topless, rather, we're going to go, oh, my God, I got to touch those boobies. No, you can't do that. You can't go up and just grab some woman randomly just because they're topless. You don't have that right. Just like a woman can't just go up and grab your crotch just because you're there, or she can't go up and grab your chest without asking you either. The same rights apply both directions.
But you're exactly right. I mean, we get back to the whole idea of rape, and the question still comes up for some people. Well, how is she dressed?
Yeah.
Was she asking for it? And yeah, I'd have to say that that's still a problem.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah, we need to take the booby factor, having some kind of sexual power over people, away. I'm sorry, ladies. We need to take that away from you a little bit. Because we need to put this on a level footing so everybody's, like, equal on this. So that it's not a big deal anymore. It's going to drive the fucking right wing nuts, but I'm all for driving the fucking right wing nuts anyway.
the booby factor, is there an equation for that?
If men had boobies, they wouldn't have to leave the house. I've said it many times before. I'm going to say it again because we're talking about it again.
This show is off the rails, man.
We haven't had a funny tweet in some time, and we've got a new funny tweet out here from Rhythm and Booze. HR, you know why we called you down? Me. Promotion? HR, you know we monitor internet usage, right? I'd like to report a hacking.
We found your work email in the Ashley Madison hack. And,
But by the way, Josh Duggar says he's very interested. Jared might be interested in a three-way.
Jared might be in a three-way. It'd be funny if his name came out with Ashley Madison too, but I seriously doubt it. I think he's pretty
married. It's too old for him.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
I hear Ashley Madison, and all I can think of is Dolly Madison. And
yeah, those things are not the same.
Maybe it's the same thing. Twinkies and cupcakes.
You got like my internet was all screwed up when you guys were talking about the Ashley Madison story, but One last thing about that website. Like, sure. They used to advertise on the Howard Stern show a lot. That
really?
Like how they got their big rise to fame. If you ever Google it, like just listening to seeing the commercials or the billboards like Packard mentioned, if you ever Google it, like I wonder what that's all about. The first hit you get is the official site, and then the next like 10 hits are a bunch of websites warning you never to sign up there because it's a scam and they're gonna steal your information. And this is before the hack. This was way back when, you know, they used to run commercials on late night TV. I'd be sitting there watching like Adult Swim, and the commercial would come on, and I'd be like, what the hell is this website they keep advertising? So I'd go and I'd look for it, and I'd be like, whoa, what are all these other websites saying? Don't go there. So the writing was on the wall, at least back in 2011, 2012. Like, yeah. there was a lot of concern, and people who ignored that and went ahead anyway and used their personal and work emails are just, you know, fuck all you people.
Pretty much. Well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show and sticking around through our – we had some technical difficulties tonight, so I'm glad everybody stuck around and was able to hold on. So, but we'll be back next week with our Let's Talk segment, and what we're going to talk about, don't know yet, but we've got a few ideas already in the crock pot of Let's Talk. This has been Packard Pokes That We Just Poked At Your News.
And that's a wrap.